Ever been part of one of those teams where it's like, on paper, everyone's amazing.
Right.
But then when you actually get everyone in a room together, it's just like,
Yeah.
it's just not clicking.
It's like, what is the missing element here?
Totally.
Yeah.
And what if AI could help us build better teams?
Huh.
Not robots stealing our jobs or anything,
Yeah.
but actually using data to figure out how to make teams work better.
That's a fascinating idea, like
Better.
using AI to understand how people work together
Yeah.
and all the little things that we may not even realize we're doing.
Totally. So that's what we're diving into today.
Okay.
Wethos AI,
Okay.
this platform that says it can give you insights to like supercharge your team.
Yeah. They're basically saying that they can analyze your team and give you all this guidance on communication, conflicts, who should be doing what task.
Okay, so like how does that even work?
So it all comes down to data. They use something called behavioral insights, which is basically a fancy way of saying they take data from a bunch of different sources.
So like what kind of data are we talking?
It could be personality assessments,
Right.
communication patterns, maybe even information from work profiles,
Gotcha.
all that juicy stuff to
Okay.
try to figure out what makes individuals and teams tick.
Interesting. And I saw they use these terms,
Yeah.
Wethos score and Wethos style.
Right.
What is that all about?
So that seems to be like their secret sauce.
Okay.
The Wethos score, I think, is like a number they give you based on all this data.
Okay.
And it's supposed to tell you about how you work in a team.
So it's not telling you what to think. It's just giving you
Yeah.
like data to understand how you are in a
Right.
team.
It's all about understanding how you function in a team.
Gotcha.
And those Wethos styles you mentioned,
Yeah.
those are probably like categories of people based on their scores.
Yep.
So like some people might be really collaborative
Oh.
while others are more independent.
Yeah.
It's about recognizing that everyone's different and
Yeah.
figuring out how those differences can either help or hurt the team.
So instead of just like throwing a bunch of people together
Yeah.
and hoping for the best,
Right.
you can actually like use data to try to
Exactly. You got it.
make it.
You're using data to build like a well-oiled machine,
Yeah.
a harmonious team, if you
I
will.
like that, a harmonious team.
Yeah.
So they actually take it a step further.
Oh, really?
They use this data to create
Oh,
a
wow.
comfort index for
Interesting.
teams. So it's like predicting problems before they even start,
That's pretty cool.
which is super valuable.
Yeah, if you can get ahead of those problems,
Totally.
that would be amazing.
Imagine knowing where like the potential clashes are going to be.
Exactly.
And then you could actually address that
Right.
before it even becomes a problem.
Instead of just waiting for the wheels to fall off,
Right.
you can kind of see it coming
Totally.
and maybe steer in a different direction.
And Wethos AI says they can help you do that.
Oh, wow. So it's like
Yeah.
having a crystal ball for your team.
Basically.
Yeah, that's amazing.
So you could avoid all those like team building exercises.
Oh, the trust falls. Nobody wants to do those,
No.
especially if you can avoid them with a little bit of data.
Right.
I'm all for that.
Me too.
Sign me up.
But how do you actually address the stuff that the comfort index brings up?
Right, because it's one thing to know there might be problems,
Yeah.
but it's another thing to actually do something about them.
Exactly.
So, like, what do they suggest you do with this information?
Right. Because it's not enough to just be like,
Yeah.
hey, your team's about to implode.
Right,
You
let's
need
give it
to
some
give them
solutions.
something
At least,
actionable.
yeah. What are the actionable insights here?
Yeah.
That's what we need to know.
Okay. So stay tuned. We're going to dive into that right after this break. So they actually give you advice based on
Exactly.
what they're seeing in the data.
Yeah. They're saying they can offer like tailored recommendations for your
Wow.
team, like how to communicate better,
Oh, okay.
how to assign tasks in a smarter way,
So it's not just like the,
based on your team's dynamics.
hey, go read this book on teamwork. It's
You
like, here's what
exactly.
your team specifically needs to do.
It's like having a personalized playbook for success.
I like the, okay, so it's like having a coach in your pocket that's
Exactly.
using data to like
An AI-powered coach that's always got your back,
help you.
always there to give you those little nudges in the right direction.
That's really cool. So this is obviously great for team leaders,
Right. Yeah.
but what about if you're not a manager?
Yeah.
Like, what if you're just an individual contributor on a team?
That's a really good point because it's easy to get caught up in the leadership aspect of it. But individual growth is important too.
Totally.
Imagine if you could get insights into like your own working style, your strengths, your weaknesses,
Yeah.
and how you tend to interact with others.
Yeah, like what if it tells you that you're really bad at collaborating?
Right. Or maybe it tells you that you're a great collaborator, but you need to work on your communication skills.
Okay.
That kind of self-awareness can be really helpful for anybody.
I can see how that would be useful. But with all this talk about data and AI,
right,
doesn't it feel a little impersonal?
Yeah. Are we turning into robots here?
Right. Are we just going to let the machines tell us how to work together?
Like, where's the human element in all of this?
Oh, yeah.
That's a valid concern, and it's something to be mindful of.
Okay.
We can't just hand over all our decision-making to algorithms.
Right.
Like, you can't just plug in a formula and expect a perfect team every time.
Yeah, we still need things like
exact
empathy and communication and, like,
those soft skills.
Yeah.
Those are still crucial.
Exactly.
So it's about finding that balance.
Okay.
Using data to guide us,
yeah,
but not letting it rule us.
So it's more like a tool.
Exactly.
Right. It's like a flashlight.
A rule book.
Yeah. It's not going to tell you exactly where to go, but it can help you see things more clearly.
I like that analogy. So we talked about, like, understanding the team.
Right. The know and predict.
Yeah. And then predicting, like, potential problems.
Yeah.
What about the grow part?
Right. Because it's not enough to just...
Like, how do you actually improve?
Identify problems.
Yeah.
You have to actually, like, help people grow and develop.
Mm-hmm. So what does Weathos AI say about that?
Right. Because anyone can just tell you.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you need to work on your communication.
Right.
But how do you actually do that?
Exactly. What are the concrete steps you can take?
Yeah. What are the actionable insights?
I'm glad you asked, because that's where Weathos AI gets really interesting.
Okay. It's like you can give someone the best tools in the world, but that doesn't mean they're going to use them the right way.
Exactly. Like you said before, you can lead a horse to water.
Right.
But you can't make it drink.
Yeah. And I feel like this is kind of similar.
Yeah.
You can give people all this data about their team.
Right.
But if they don't approach it with the right mindset.
Exactly.
It's not going to magically solve all their problems.
It's like with any kind of information or technology.
Right.
It can be used for good or for bad.
And I guess that's on us as humans to make sure that we're not just blindly following the algorithm.
Exactly. We need to be thoughtful about how we use this stuff.
So, like, how do we do that?
Well, for starters, I think it's about setting boundaries.
Yep.
Like, making sure that we're not letting this data define us.
Right.
Or limit our potential.
It's more about understanding.
Yeah.
And then using that understanding to make conscious decisions.
Exactly. It's about using this data to augment our judgment.
Okay. I like that, augment our judgment.
Yeah, not replace it.
So as we wrap up here,
yeah,
what's the one thing you really want listeners to take away from all of this?
I think the most important thing is that we're entering this really exciting time for teamwork.
Okay.
Where we have all these new tools and technologies that can help us work together more effectively. But we have to be careful.
Yeah.
We have to use these tools responsibly and ethically.
So it's not just about, like, the bottom line.
Right. It's not just about productivity and efficiency.
It's about the humans.
It's about creating a better work environment for everyone.
I love that. So it's like a call to action then.
Yeah. Let's use this technology to build stronger, more human-centered teams.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Awesome.
So for everyone listening out there.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the future of teamwork.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
And remember, it's up to all of us to shape that future in a way that benefits everyone.